Welcome to the Real Presence, Real Future podcast, a podcast dedicated to increasing the presence of Christ throughout the Diocese of Columbus through the values of boldness, collaboration, joy, humility, and active listening. I'm Father Mike Harchie, and today my guest is Father Schalk. He's the pastor of Christ the King, St. Thomas, and vicar for Hispanic ministry, and also one of our new regional vicars. So, Father, thanks for being with me. Let's begin with a prayer.
Absolutely.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God, our Father, we entrust Real Presence, Real Future to your providence. Through your Holy Spirit, inspire us for mission and evangelization. Make us disciples after the heart of your Son. In times of uncertainty, grant firm resolve. When we are unsettled, provide peace. When we are timid, make us courageous. With our ears, may we hear your promptings. With our eyes, may we see your handiwork. With our mouths, may we share the gospel. And with our hands, may we serve you. Replace our hesitation with holy enthusiasm, so that in drawing strength from the Eucharist, every endeavor of ours may be for your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Father Schalk, thanks for taking the time to be here and to talk about this a little bit, even with all those responsibilities that go with all those titles, being pastor of two different parishes, being vicar for Hispanic ministry, which all of which you've really excelled at. and it's a joy to be working with you and a little more closely in the Real Presence, Real Future initiative. So as we're kind of going through with some of these other podcasts, some of these values, and we don't have to like lock ourselves into one, but that wonderful collaboration really kind of stands out to me in things that you've done. A lot of the stuff we've heard in that fall feedback from our parish sessions, in particular, many parishioners who responded were saying they're concerned about the priest being overworked and their kind of many duties and responsibilities. So your parochial vicar already is shared between Christ the King and Bishop Hartley, and you were already shared between Christ the King and vicar for Hispanic ministry, and then you guys took on St. Thomas, which kind of adds to that. So how have you been able to I don't know, fulfill those duties and kind of incorporate some of that collaboration and beginning stages in these kind of like early stages of Real Presence, Real Future, kind of responding to some more immediate needs? What's that been like?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, let me say thank you for the invitation. It really is a joy to be with you, Father Harchie, and to share a little bit about my experience in the diocese and the parishes and collaboration. That's the name of the game. So I try and collaborate the best I can with my parochial vicar. That's Father Mike Bolton, and he is tremendous. He is an awesome priest,
yes.
And it's a joy to work with him. But together, he and I, we work with so many great lay leaders in the parish and also in the diocese. So it's, in my mind, the key is finding that right team to surround yourself with. And I'm depend on a lot of people at Christ the King. I depend on a lot of people at St. Thomas, and they've risen to the occasion. They said, Father, we're here to support you. We're in this together, and we just want to advance the mission of these parishes, of these dioceses, of the diocese together.
So that's really good. So, and you have these lay leaders and people to support you, and that's why you've been able to take on these things like vicar for Hispanic ministry, regional vicar, as Bishop Brennan asked you before he left. So as you take that on and your lay leaders and the parishes kind of step up and do these things, have the people in the parishes, just to be kind of real about this, have they experienced much difference in their sort of lived reality? With you, their pastor, taking on all these roles, people of Christ the King, people of St. Thomas now. St. Thomas, for the first time, doesn't have a sort of resident pastor. But they still have a pastor. So has their lived reality changed much with you being sort of spread so thin and your lay leaders kind of stepping up? How have they responded to that?
I can't bilocate yet, so still working on that, of course, as we all are. But I think what we're trying to do is really take advantage of those opportunities when we're together.
Yeah.
So when I am at St. Thomas, for example, I celebrate the Mass over there every other weekend.
Okay.
And when I'm there, I try and really be present. And I try and really listen attentively to the needs and what's going on in the community, and So you just have to be very, I don't know. Yeah, it's true. The people see me a little bit less, and that's it's part of the reality. But I think they said when they see me less, they realize that they can step up and do what they can do.
Okay. So what are some, you mentioned before, like you guys did a Marian procession together. What are some other things that, or how did that go? And then what are some other things maybe the parishes are collaborating on?
Yeah. So we, that was August the 15th. So the Solemnity of the Assumption, it fell on Sunday. And so that Sunday evening, I had been pastor at both places for about a month. At that time, maybe just over a month. And we came together to organize this beautiful procession from Christ the King to St. Thomas, which is all of 3 miles.
And it's a little longer than I thought. That's pretty good procession.
Yeah, it was great. We had English speakers and Spanish speakers because both parishes, there's... Yeah. It's a multilingual reality in both places. And we had an image of Our Lady. And we actually, it was a Eucharistic procession. So during those 3 miles, I carried the monstrance, Blessed Sacrament, some of the time. And Father Fulton carried the Blessed Sacrament some of the time. And Deacon Tom Phillips, the deacon at St. Thomas, he carried the Blessed Sacrament some of the time. And prayed the rosary in English and in Spanish. We also had one of the decades in Polish because we have some of our Polish Dominican sisters who attend Mass at Christ the King. So it really was beautiful. There was a lot, of course, prayer and song. And that was when I saw that, when I experienced that, I realized that, okay, this is the Holy Spirit at work, bringing us together. And now it turns out that we very recently, combined our bulletins. We merged our bulletins together. So we have one bulletin for both parishes. And on the cover of the bulletin is a picture of that procession. Cool. And you can see all these hundreds of people walking behind Mary and Jesus. And that's on the cover of the bulletin. It says, "We follow Jesus and his mother together."
I love that. What a good image. And that's a beautiful image. And it's just have people be reminded of that every single week. On the cover of the bulletin is a great reminder, and it is also a reminder for us. I mean, not only you said you were pastor those both those places for a month, and then you did that procession. So really, in like beginning with a significant prayer event, which is great, and kind of like all of Real Presence, Real Future, you know, praying and last Lent through the 40 days of adoration, and then the Disciple Maker Index, really kind of like centering this on prayer, and helping to remind us right that no matter what happens. No matter what happens across our parishes, structurally in the diocese, who we worship never changes. Yep. You know, we continue to worship Jesus Christ. We continue to follow his teachings. And we adapt that to our lived reality and to our resources and to our experiences the best we can.
Yeah, and what he's doing, I think, at this stage in the game, at this juncture in the history of the diocese, he is bringing us together. Yeah. We have to rely on each other. And just, again, to comment on that procession— who organized it? I mean, I was involved and the people from St. Thomas were involved and people from Christ the King were, and Father Fulton and everybody together, we honored Jesus and his mother that day. And I think that's, we can't do it alone. Operating in silos doesn't work in the kingdom of God. We absolutely have to collaborate in order to evangelize. So, I don't know. Real Presence, Real Future, I think, is opening our eyes to the truth that we belong to each other.
Good.
And the Holy Spirit wants us to be together.
And we love these places where we worship, obviously. We love them. They have a special place in our hearts. It's not just like going to Kroger or Walmart or something. I mean, these are sacred places for us. But yet we have to continue to acknowledge it's you know, who we worship is most important, not where we worship. And as you and I have seen in our hard work with the other vicars, with our core team here at the diocese, that we're doing a lot of work to try to see how that all ends up for our kind of next round of modeling and providing people some more options and recommendations to consider. It's like, what's our future going to look like?
Yeah, what's our future going to look like? And I think we have to maintain a spirit of not just hope absolutely, but but enthusiasm. Yeah. There is this joy that the Lord is inviting us into. And when I see things like this Eucharistic procession, mm-hmm. It's like, wow, this is just the beginning of this collaboration. And yeah. we were rolling out the next round of models, and there is this, hopeful expectation. We have an expectant faith that God is going to do great things through this process.
Have people at either parish come to you, since this is, you know, we had to do this just based on number of priests, really, and at this part of the initiative, we whether or not we're doing a planning initiative, we would have had to make this decision. Have they come to you with any like nervousness?
No, not yet. No. What's their sense? I mean, we are just trying to flourish today. And we are saying, all right, what's the next right move for us? So, and also we're looking to grow. I mean, this is not Christ the King, St. Thomas, we're not inward focused. It's also, I hate to mention again, but that procession, we were in the streets.
Yeah.
We weren't confined to the four walls of Christ the King or St. Thomas. We're out, and we want people to know that, all right, Jesus has a plan, not just for the Catholics at these two parishes. It's Christ has a plan for everyone.
Amen. Thanks, Father. Thanks, Father Schock, for being with me today. Thanks for joining me for the Real Presence, Real Future podcast. You can view today's episode on the Diocese of Columbus YouTube feed, or you can listen to the podcast on the stgabrielradio.com and St. Gabriel Radio's app, and anywhere else that podcasts are offered. Until next time.